To people around the world, Archbishop Desmond Tutu was a champion of freedom and the fight against racial segregation in South Africa. To others, he was simply a husband, father, and grandfather.
Many of the messages we received have said, "Thank you for sharing him with the world." Well, it actually is a two-way street. Because we shared him with the world, you shared part of the love you held for him with us. And so we are thankful.
Among the speakers at St. George's Cathedral, Michael Nuttall, who served as Tutu's deputy for many years.
First, let me say a few words to the chief mourner among us, my dear Leah, Gogo Emeritus of our church. Many times you wiped away the tears of your husband, for, as we all know, he cried very easily, and in the life of our country, both past and present, he had much to cry about.
The service for many was deeply personal. Much of the proceedings done according to Archbishop Tutu's last wishes. A plain pine coffin adorned with the symbols of the church. While the Eucharist service centered around Tutu's Anglican beliefs and spiritual leadership, his activism against global oppression and as the leading voice against apartheid laws in South Africa was to the fore.
Archbishop Desmond Tutu was without question a crusader in the struggle for freedom, for justice, for equality, and for peace, not only in South Africa, the country of his birth, but around the world as well.
While at times solemn, the service also celebrated the Archbishop through his favorite hymns and scriptures. His last moments at St. George's Cathedral marked by a final blessing. Archbishop Desmond Tutu was loved by many, but COVID-19 restrictions limited how they would have liked to pay their final respects. Instead, they participated in services at smaller parishes across the country. Clergy and bishops form a guard of honor as a final goodbye to a remarkable man simply known as the Arch. His ashes to be later interred at the church he called home. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.